This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast with DeAndre Koch, brought to you by Boldly Go. Beyond being the founder of Boldly Go, DeAndre has a deep expertise in financial planning through owning his own financial planning firm. This finance background has provided him unique insights, enabling him to navigate the travel landscape with ease and is considered a renowned travel hacker. On this podcast, we're all about assisting adventurous travelers and budding explorers in tackling their travel hurdles, teaching luxury travel hacking strategies, and highlighting the busy professionals that still find time and ways to get away. Expect travel tips, unforgettable destination stories, and guidance on maximizing your rewards points. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and become an expert luxury travel hacker yourself. This is your journey, but our revolution in the world of travel.
DeAndre Koch likes travel. Smart travel. In his first podcast episode, we learned about his family and their early days visiting other places. We also learned about his day job running a financial planning and wealth management firm. But going forward, the focus of this podcast moves back to travel as DeAndre plans to share some travel hacks. I'm Patrice Sikora, and I'm along for the ride. So DeAndre, tell me about your Boldly Go brand.
Yeah, absolutely, Patrice. So really, I wanted to start showcasing a lot of the traveling that I was already doing, right? So in the last episode, I talked about the passion for traveling, where that came from. And I really started to just get back into the love of photography, videography. I bought my first drone and I was taking pictures and videos and really just from my own personal enjoyment. And I would post a couple of them on Instagram on my personal page back in the day. My profile was private, so, you know, no one really got to see it except for my friends. Mm-hmm. And then I started learning about that thing called influencers, right? So people that were posting these things and getting followers, getting engagement. And I was fascinated by it. I was like, wow, people are actually posting this content publicly and people are loving it. So I wanted to showcase the places that I was going as well, both in the US and abroad. And so that's when I started the original version of Boldly Go, which was called Boldly Go Lifestyle.
Oh.
I was really just showcasing the life I was living, you know, the travel life, as you call it. And that was in the, you know, late 2010s. But then, as you probably see now, and your listeners see now, right? I mean, there's a million profiles that are just posting drone shots and photos and videos and a lot of effort to get a really beautiful video that's oftentimes staged as well. And that wasn't really what I was trying to bring to the equation. And also I realized how overly saturated it got. So I felt like the Boldly Go lifestyle piece really fell away, but I still wanted the thought process of being bold, getting out there, experiencing life, experiencing travel. And one of my favorite hashtags to use when I would post is travel is life. And so that was really what was passionate about for me, or what I was very passionate about. And so I started learning more and more and more myself about travel hacking and strategies. And as I mentioned last time, this really started because clients on the wealth management side were asking me recommendations on what credit cards they should get, right? And I was learning more about what their interests were. And many of them were like, yeah, we want a card that's going to give us the best benefits for travel. So the very analytical financial advisor I am, I did a deep dive and started learning more about the cards, what was out there, how they worked, how they operated. And then I started learning about how you can really utilize them to get a lot of value out of your travel. And so that's when I started applying those things to myself. And then I started realizing how so many people didn't know a lot of the strategies that were out there, right? The majority of people, if they do have credit card points, they go through their portal online and book a trip. And the fun fact is that's not the most ideal thing to do. And I'm going to explain why in more detail in a later episode. But that's where the vision for, wow, I could really help people understand traveling in a new way. And, you know, I started getting requests from friends and clients, even when they started hearing about the travel that we were doing, to help them figure out how to do it the same way we were doing it, right? Like, how the world are you going around the world so much? Like, did you blow all your retirement savings to travel? I'm like, no, of course not. I'm a financial advisor. That would be malpractice, right? But really showing them how I did it. And then more and more people started asking me to help them figure out how to do the travel hacking game. And that's really where Boldly Go expanded to, into really working into being a revolution on travel.
So did you start mixing in the hacking hints on social media, or did you just keep them to yourself in your practice?
Great question. So I started throwing it out there on social media. I figured it would be great for people to know. I'm not doing anything that I created or invented by any means. I just really learned the systems that were out there and learned the rules and learned essentially the rules of engagement that credit cards have set up with airlines and hotels and other companies. And so this was knowledge that I said, you know what, let me go ahead and share it. I had to learn it. I learned by Google searching. I learned by researching terms and conditions. I learned by joining different groups all over the internet. And I was like, well, if I can make this simple for people to understand, why not share it?
So you say you want to revolutionize the way people see travel. Explain. Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
Yeah, absolutely. So the majority of people really are thinking through travel in the most basic way that we all have, right? Okay, I want to go from point A to point B. I got to figure out how I'm going to get there. And I got to figure out where I'm going to stay. I'm going to figure out what we're going to do when we get there, right? And so imagine you're a couple, right? And you're planning a vacation and you've budgeted for this vacation $5,000 or $10,000. Let's just say you really want to go all out. This is the honeymoon. This is the, 10-year anniversary, whatever it may be. And you're like, we're really going to go all out. We're going to spend $10,000 on this trip across the Atlantic, right? We're going to go somewhere in Europe or Asia, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. You're probably, for two of you, for economy class flights and average hotel stay, probably going to spend somewhere around 60 to 70% of your budget on just the travel and the accommodations piece, if not more.
That makes sense. Oh, yeah.
Exactly, right? So $10,000 budget, $6,000 to $7,000 of that already gone between your flights and your airfare. And that leaves you $3,000 to $4,000 for whatever you want to do in between, the nice dinners, maybe an excursion here or there, and maybe even less depending on the time of year you're trying to travel to and where you're trying to go. Just imagine what that trip could look like differently if you spent maybe $2,000 or less on your flight and accommodations combined, and you had $8,000 to work with, right?
And a very small hotel room here, DeAndre. Very small.
That would be the way you think, right? Yes. No, I'm talking $2,000 and you're flying business class. I'm talking $2,000 and you're staying in an upgraded suite. I'm talking $2,000 and you're getting more than the person that paid $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 in cash.
I'm listening.
That is what the travel hacking experience is about. Because when I talk about revolutionizing, there's a second piece of that, right? What if there was an amazing sightseeing tour or a dinner at a Michelin star restaurant that you knew would cost you guys $1,000 alone? Couldn't you now experience that and you've still spent less money? Or maybe you're like me and you love, high-end cars and you're flying to Europe. Maybe now you can rent the Lamborghini to drive on the Autobahn that you didn't have in the budget before, right? So you can create an experience of travel like no other, just because all you did was compress the cost, the real cost, out-of-pocket cost of the two most expensive pieces of travel, which is airfare and accommodations.
All right. Who's helping you do this?
So the team for Boldly Go is comprised of mostly myself, but I do have some people I've connected with all around the world that help support on some of the engagement, some of the research, some of the strategies that we put out there. So it is growing, obviously, as we continue to revolutionize and the travel and what we can do for our clients. But as of right now, most of the Boldly Go brand is tied to me.
You got to start somewhere, right? You're the one who's doing the research. So you know what's going on. Who do you want to share this with?
So, you know, I really feel there are three types of people that this fits the best with, right? And now, to be honest, we can't fit everyone in the travel hacking world. And what I mean by that is if you are struggling to, you know, maybe keep your lights on, or you have a fear of traveling, getting on an airplane, you know, or we've got a lot of debt we're really working through. Again, the financial advisor in me has to still caution, some of these strategies may not make sense for you right now, but ideally you can position yourself to be in a place to really take advantage of them in the future. But for the person that wants to travel more and they really want to understand how to build the right resources to make it happen, this is a great tool, because this isn't about just putting money in savings and saving and saving. It's also not about creating a ton of debt either. Mm-hmm. It's about really understanding how the truth behind credit cards, travel credit cards specifically, the truth behind points, how to use them, how to transfer them, and how to get the maximum value for the points that you get. When I say maximum value, I mean quite literally 10 times more value per point than the average person that uses their card without understanding these strategies. And then there's also those who just want the biggest bang for their buck when they travel. Like I mentioned, if you can get so much more for the same budget, why wouldn't you do it? So if we can help educate and get people to, again, revolutionize their thought process as well on how to go from point A to point B in a way that they probably never thought of before or never even knew was possible, that would be huge. And then the third is going to be those experienced travelers who love to travel. They go all over. They know how to travel. I don't have to tell them how to pack. They already know. But they're not hacking the travel, right? They're still paying dollar for dollar what everybody else is paying. They're paying the same thing for a middle row and middle seat in economy, paying it more actually than I'm paying for a business class, enjoying a nice old fashioned on the flight, right? They love travel, but they're just doing it in the least efficient way, right? And so as a financial advisor, I'm always looking at efficiency strategies, because there's plenty of people that know how to save and invest, but are they doing it in the most efficient way? So can we now take that same overall philosophy and tie that to their thought process on travel and moving around the globe, right? So those three people, those that want to travel more, but they're not really sure the best way and how to build the resources to get it outside of just saving in their bank account. Those that really want to make sure that what they do have budgeted for travel, they can really have an experience unlike what they would have ever imagined being able to do on the same budget. And those who love to travel, they're already traveling. Maybe they've got unlimited resources. Maybe they just won the lottery. They don't have to work. They're independently wealthy, but they're still not being as efficient mm-hmm. as they could be with what they have.
Well, what makes Boldly Go different? Because I could go, you know, online and Google travel hacking. There's a lot of information there. What makes Boldly Go different?
There's a lot of different ways to travel hack. And to be very clear, this is luxury travel hacking. This is not couch surfing. This mm-hmm. is not staying in a $10 night hostel. And I've stayed in hostels before. I've stayed in gorgeous hostels all over the world. I'm not knocking hostels, but that's not what we're talking about in this case.
Right.
Specifically, we're focused on higher end travel. So that means hotel upgrades to, you know, if possible, a presidential suite, or at least better than the standard room. That's a business class flight across, you know, transatlantic flight where you're able to sleep completely laying flat, or even better than that, a true first class flight, the ones that cost 25, 30 grand one way, but you have an actual room, or as some airlines call it, a residence that you're flying in.
Yes.
We're really looking to create an exceptional experience around travel. And then also, there's a lot of traveling out there. There's a lot of travel content out there specifically, but not many people truly explain travel hacking. And then when they do, for a lot of people, it just comes out as a jarbled mess. There's so many different things. There's so many, it's a very technical process. Don't get me wrong, but we're trying to really help people simplify to understand, hey, you just got to do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, I'm going to keep relating back to the financial planning world, but you can Google how to save for retirement and get a myriad of information.
Exactly.
More things than most people can understand what they need to do, right? But if someone works with an advisor and they just say, hey, I need you to do X, Y, and Z, well, now it's palatable. Now it's doable. Again, even with the more content out there, there's much less podcasts, much less videos that I think people can really connect more in. And also one of the big things is we offer consulting. We actually offer the opportunity to work with you directly one-on-one to help strategize on your specific travel hacking need or travel preferences, or even a direct consultation on what should you be doing with your cards? What cards should you be looking into? I get text messages and phone calls all the time from friends and people ask them messages on social media. Hey, like what card do I need to get next? How do I do this? How do I do that? So we do direct consultations. And then one of the cool things as well, we've got merch, we've got swag, right? And so, you know, eventually a dream of mine would be that the symbol here, the B for the in the Boldly Go logo, is really a symbol of those who embrace the fact that, you know, this is their specific journey, right? This is their trip they're on, but it's a really a revolution on travel. And the more people that have gotten them, I'm super excited to maybe one day be in Thailand or Maldives or Mexico, wherever it may be, and see someone that I've never met before, you know, rocking the Boldly Go logo. That would be really cool.
That would be awesome. Now, jumping back to the consulting services, tell me more about that. I mean, that's basically what a travel agent does, isn't it?
Yeah. So no, I am not a travel agent. This is not a travel agency. This is truly a consulting service. And really, we're focused on kind of two different areas. The first would be someone that really wants to have an idea of where do I go? What cards do I go with? Right. If they sign up for our newsletter, they're automatically going to get a list of the top like 14 or 15 most recommended cards in order that they should be looking at. But they might have additional questions, right? Or maybe they already have some of these and they're trying to figure out, is there a better way to go about accumulating the points and following the strategies that we talk about? Or it could be someone that says, you know what, I want to just get a few hundred thousand points for that trip that I want to take someday. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's more specific and they say, you know what, I want to see Taylor Swift in Milan next summer and I want to be able to fly comfortably as when I get there, right? So we can be a lot more tailored in and say, okay, we need you to get to this level of points. This is how we're going to do it. This is going to be a strategy. So I work with them. So we block out 30 and 60 minute time slots. And it's really kind of open format in that case. And one of the things with that is my goal is that in that time, I'm able to save you a ton of time trying to figure this out on your own and also substantially cut down the cost that you would pay to do this the old fashioned way, right? Mm-hmm. Buy an economy ticket, whatever it may be, right? If you can spend a little bit of time with me to get immense value on your travel, that's going to be huge. And then the second option outside of kind of the general consulting is our stress-free do it for me option, right? And so it does take getting in the weeds and having some resources to regularly figure out the best way to do an award travel, right? To use a trip with points, to use a hotel with points. And sometimes it could be that you need to learn how to position yourself at a different airport that you might usually not fly out of to then use points from there. So it can be a whole process. And sometimes people say, you know what? I understand it. I just don't want to deal with it. Yeah. Right. I admit it does take me a few hours at times to locate the strategy for my girlfriend and I to go on an amazing trip. And that's sometimes more work than someone wants to do. And I know what I'm looking for. If you don't know what you're looking for, it can be even tougher. So we have a service where basically we'll work with them. We'll basically do everything but actually book the trip for them. So we'll do all the research and stay in communication. And this is key because a lot of times with the award travel, if we find something, you've got to be ready to book it, right? So we'll do everything, making sure that you've got enough in the buffer for us to work with points wise, et cetera, et cetera. But this is the key here is this is not like, hey, go ahead, this is what we found. And then you wait 2 weeks to try to book it. No, we stay in communication with you because when we find it, you've got to be ready to book it. You pretty want to make sure that you book it within 24 hours because we know we've secured an amazing deal for you, but it's on you to actually execute it because again, we're not travel agents, but we're going to really take time to understand what you're looking for, where you're trying to go, what resources you have to work with. And some of that might be working with you to get the resources you need first so we can then execute on the strategy. My overall goal though, when I'm working with someone as a financial advisor, right, and they've paid us a fee to do a very in-depth financial plan, you know, we're looking at tax strategies, all sorts of things. And they've paid us a fee. And one of my value propositions that my team and I give them is we say, hey, we're going to recoup this fee within the next year at the longest by, you know, our strategies of what we've saved you, returns that we've got you, whatever it may be, you should get not only this value, but ideally 10x in what we're bringing back to you. And that's really similar in what we're doing here on the travel side. Again, we're really going to make sure that you're getting way more value than the fee for us to work with you and to help you complete this travel strategy.
I've got to ask you, your enthusiasm is just, it's fantastic. Why do you take the time away from your day job to do the travel? I mean, you seem to love it. Why not do that all the time?
You know, that's a really great question. I really love traveling. Really, I mean, that honestly connects with my why I do what I do, why I work so hard as an advisor is because the opportunity gives me to travel. But I also like helping, people experience new things, right? I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about educating as well. Not everyone is a great fit for me as a financial advisor, and I can't work with everyone on travel, but I can put out information out there that even if I never speak with you, hopefully you have the opportunity to benefit from as well. And quite honestly, I know I'm a huge nerd, but this is all just unpacking numbers and strategy, understanding a goal, coming up with a plan, and executing to get the solution that you want. Financial planning is the same thing. We learn what you're looking to accomplish. We figure out where's point A, where's point B, how we're going to get there most efficiently, come up with a strategy and help you execute on it. So I'm doing similar work, very different, obviously. Took a lot more education and licensing and all those different things for my day job. But quite honestly, you know, I think it's really cool to see people experience more travel and experience the world in a different way. And honestly, I feel like travel just opens up people's mindset. And if more people got to see other parts of the world would be a different place, especially here. And in addition to that, quite honestly, we already do this with our concierge clients. So with Trucity Wealth Management, our clients that are we work with on an in-depth concierge basis, very boutique planning. The work that I'm doing here is already things that they get as a benefit. So that really also separates me and my team and the work we do as financial advisors, because we really want to take time to learn what the ultimate experience is that you want to live for yourself and for your family. I ask questions like, what's that trip of a lifetime that you would love to see happen? Can we make someday happen today or sooner, right? Really want them to have the opportunity to spend life living as opposed to just working, as opposed to just saving, as opposed to investing. So really thinking through the bigger picture there. And so because of that, we're able to offer this ability to plan and strategize for them so that they can have incredible experiences. There's one client that we have that they want to take their kids to Europe to do F1 races, to see F1 races, right? And they're thinking that's a 6, 7, 8, 9 year down the line, right? And I said, you know what? I think we can make that happen in a couple of years, like 1 or 2, right? Like what other advisors are strategizing like that with their clients? And that's really what helps sets us apart as well. So I'm doing it already for clients. I'm just now exposing to the world what the work that we do that we can be helpful with.
Fantastic. All right. What can we expect coming up next episode?
So next episode, I'm really going to start talking more about the basics of travel hacking and how you really want to go about earning and redeeming miles. And I'll give you a spoiler. If you're already using cards like Amex or Chase that you're getting points for, if it seems really easy on how to use those points and that's how you're currently doing them, you're doing it wrong. So that's the spoiler. I'll let you know more in the next episode.
Oh, I've got to listen to that one. I'll tell you that right now. All right. There's something about boldlygo.world. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah. So don't forget to visit boldlygo.world. Subscribe to our newsletter. You'll stay up to date with travels, travel content, travel hacking. And also, as soon as you subscribe, you're going to immediately receive an email that's got our most recommended list of top cards to start with. And of course, if you do have any other questions or want to go more in depth on a consultation, or even just want to reach out and ask more questions, feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to chat with you and love to see where we can be helpful on your travel journey.
All right. Is there another way they can reach you besides boldlygo.world? Is there another site?
Absolutely. We're on all the mediums. So DM me on Instagram. We're on TikTok as well. You can find me. If you just Google search me, DeAndre Koch, you're going to find a way to reach me, whether it's through the financial planning world, whether it's through Boldly Go, but you're more than welcome to DM me. I respond to everything that comes through. Comment on our videos, you know, like, subscribe, do all the fun stuff. Email me if you want to. If you email me, you'll get my personal number as well. I'm here to help and really work with great people. And again, create a revolution on travel.
And don't forget this podcast. So please like, follow, or subscribe, and of course, share with others. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for tuning into the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, book a consultation with us. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to set it up and explore more. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Boldly Go. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.